Hi, my name is Niko Kiselov. I work for Microsoft, and I'll be showing how to use Spec Explorer, a model-based testing tool, to open a model, explore it, and generate test cases from it. As you can see on my screen, I'm using Visual Studio 2010, and what I'll do is I will create a new project. So I'll go to New Project, and if Spec Explorer is installed in your machine, you will notice that one of the options under Visual C Sharp Test is the Spec Explorer based solution. So I'll select that option, I'll give it a name, Video Demo 1, and create a new solution for it. When I click OK, I will get this first screen of a wizard, Spec Explorer, and the second step asks what type of model I'm trying to build. In this case, I'll select the static modeling solution, which will give me a very simple initial model, which I can already explore and use for testing. After the model has been created, Solution Explorer will contain these three projects. A very simple implementation and faulty too. I'll show how it contains some bugs. Then a model project. And finally, a test suite project where the generated tests will end up being. Under the Spec Explorer menu, I will select Exploration Manager. Exploration Manager is sort of the cockpit or the dashboard for Spec Explorer. What Exploration Manager is currently showing here is the list of all machines that had been defined in this config.cord file. If I double-click one of these machines, Spec Explorer will take me to its definition. Machines are the exploration unit in Spec Explorer. So I can pick one of these machines, for example, sliced accumulator model program, and go ahead and explore it by clicking this explore button. After validation first, that's what Spec Explorer is doing, and then exploration, I should get a graphical representation of the result of exploring this model. Here I have several states and steps between those states. I won't explain in this video where these came from. I'll do it in a different video, but for the time being, what's important is I can click one of these states to see its contents. Each of these states contains an accumulator. In this case, the value of the accumulator is 2. In the case of this state, the value of the accumulator is 3, and so on. There is another machine called Accumulator Test Suite. And as you can see, this is the only machine marked as test enabled. I can explore this machine too. This machine produces a set of abstract test cases. This is a graph showing which test cases will be generated from this machine. For example, this test case here consists on calling method add with an argument of 1, then calling it again with an argument of 1, and then calling the read and reset method and expecting, this is a notation for the return values in Spec Explorer, and expecting 2 as a return value. After adding 1 plus 1, the expected result is obviously 2. As I said, this is the only machine marked as test enable, which means Spec Explorer will let me generate test code from it by pushing this button. I'm now generating test code, which again causes validation, exploration, and finally generated code is saved to this file. Let me show the full name, users, NikoK documents, and so on. this file is actually already added to Solution Explorer under the Test Suite project. So if I now go to Test, Windows, Test View, this test view, after refreshing, will show all the tests that have been generated from my model. As you can see, there are 4 test cases, one starting in state S0, one in S2, one in S4, and one in S6. They correspond to the 4 abstract test cases that I can see here in this graph. Each of these is code that has been generated by Spec Explorer and can be run as a standalone test against the implementation. I'll select the 4 of them and I run them. We'll switch our attention to the test results. As you can see, only 1 of these tests has passed and the other 3 have failed. For example, this test starting in S2 says the expected value was 3. This is this test case here, so it expects as a result 3 from the last step, but actually it received 4 from method read and reset. What's the reason why these 4 test cases have failed? Well, if I go back to Solution Explorer and I open the implementation, it turns out it always returns 4. It doesn't do any calculation. So, of course, the model is more intelligent than the implementation. It knows what should be returned. The next step here would be to actually fix the implementation. What we managed to do was to open an existing model. Actually, we used the Spec Explorer base model for this. We created a model. We were able to explore the machines in this model, to generate test cases from one of these machines, to run the test cases against the implementation, and to find bugs in the implementation itself. In the following videos, I will be showing some more tricks about how to use Spec Explorer and also how this model was built and what it actually contains. Bye, thanks.